We take you now to our Wine Appraiser Podcast pregame, where we talk to the Wine Appraiser Podcast head coach. I'm a taster. Coach Taster, what is your main concern for tonight's tasting?
Well, good question there. I'm concerned that we might have a letdown after last week's big show. You know, we had that expensive wine and everybody was up for the tasting. And so I'm just afraid that we might have a letdown tonight. And if we're not on our A game, we're going to get beat tonight.
Important to be on your A game. What do you expect the Hellbenders to have for a game plan?
I'm looking forward to the more straightforward tasting tonight. Last week, we saw a lot of secondary and tertiary flavors in that wine. I don't see that in tonight's tasting. I think it's going to be more straightforward. I don't expect them to try to beat us with the power game, but to try to get us with more finesse. I think they might try to sneak in a little bit of mineral sweetness and balance to win us over.
Oh, that sounds interesting, Coach. It's going to be a tight match, I can tell. Thanks, and good luck with tonight's tasting.
Hello and welcome to the Wine Appraiser Podcast, where we sip and tell and share affordable wine finds. I'm Dennis, the Wine Appraiser, and I'm here with my wife and wine tasting partner, Denise.
Hello, everyone.
Tonight's wine, we have, you mentioned it, Hellbender.
Hellbender.
Yeah.
Is that really the name?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a salamander.
A salamander called Hellbender.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not the Eastern Hellbender, the Ozark. Well, it could be either one. There's an Eastern Hellbender and a Ozark Hellbender.
Hmm. No idea.
It's endangered. And so Stonehill Winery is trying to draw attention to it because it's endangered.
The little critter, the lizard?
Yep, the lizard. Yeah, the salamander.
Salamander.
Yeah. And so they've named this wine after it. But anyway, that doesn't really matter. So
it's part of the story of one of our wines tonight.
Yeah.
It's important, Coach.
Yeah.
Everything's important in a game.
I'm not Coach. So the Hellbender, it's a white blend.
Okay, so tonight's two white wines.
Well, yeah, we're having two white wines. We're really focusing on the Hellbender, which is it's a blend of two hybrid grapes, the Treminet, and then a Vidal Blanc.
Okay.
And we haven't had a Treminet, I don't believe, on the show before, but we have tasted it on our 10-year Norton tasting when we were having dinner.
Mm.
They started with a Treminet for the salad.
The salad.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you remember that wine. Yeah. Very aromatic.
Crisp.
Very light, crisp. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. And exactly. It went with our salad. Okay.
Yeah. So that is the Treminet. The other, the Vidal Blanc, is a grape variety that we have had on the show before, but we had it in the ice wine.
Oh, so sweet.
Okay, so yeah, Vidal Blanc, we'll talk a little bit about these wines, but yeah, both of these wine grapes are pretty versatile. They're actually made into a lot of different styles of wines.
Okay.
But it's got a lot of sugars in it.
So would one be more for dessert and one more for your salad tonight?
So the Treminet's going to be lighter, crisper, more acid, more aromatic.
Okay.
And then the Vidal Blanc is a little bit heavier, lots of sugars.
Lots of sugars.
Yeah. Okay. And a lot of sweet kind of fruit aromas. So mostly it's because of those sugars that it can be made into that ice wine.
Okay. I'm interested to see which is which.
Okay. So let's go. And then just to have kind of something to compare it to kind of throw us off
balance a little.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're on our A game.
Right.
Yeah.
Not sitting on the bench.
not having a, what is it? A overlooking these wines.
Right.
We don't want to overlook this tasting.
Mm.
And so to keep us on our A game, I did open up the unoaked Chardonnay.
Oh, I love an unoaked Chardonnay.
Well, and yeah, it's the unoaked Chardonnay from Coopersock, which I don't think it's anything special, but
I just like
we really like it. It's just kind of a nice, it's a go-to crisp wine.
Yeah. You know, safe. It's a safe wine.
Yeah, it's easy to drink. So anyway, we are tasting two wines. We're really not going to talk much about the unoaked Chardonnay because we've had that on the show before. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it, but we'll mostly focus on the one. So Traminette, just to give you a little background, it's a hybrid white wine grape. It originated at the University of Illinois in 1965.
Mm, what were they doing with it?
I'm trying to breed a wine. Well, actually, they were actually producing it, I think it said, mostly for a table grape.
Oh,
and then but then they made it, and people are like, hey, this makes a really good wine. Okay. And so it's become kind of a big wine. They said it's really the white wine grape in Indiana, which I believe Indiana is actually becoming more popular as a wine producing state.
Really? Indiana? Yeah. Who mm-hmm. would have known?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Traminette is an offspring of Gewürztraminer, which
sounds German.
Yeah. We've had that before. Not on the show, I don't believe, but Gewürztraminer is a very aromatic wine. So when you smell that, you're getting a bouquet of flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the Traminette, it can be made into a dry white wine.
Okay.
Or an off-dry wine. They said it can also be made into a sparkling wine. So again, it has some versatility there. And they say the dry white Traminettes, we had it paired with a salad.
At the beginning of a meal.
When we had it.
Mm-hmm.
They said it also pairs with salmon or some chili. You can pair it with those.
Chili, now that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Here we're going into fall, football season, and chili is a go-to.
Oh, yeah.
So this might be a new wine you might want to try for tailgating.
Yeah. So the off-dry version pairs with spicy dishes.
Mm-hmm. Well, chili's spicy.
Thai and curry dishes. So, I mean, lots of heat on mm-hmm. those. So, and that's pretty typical. Kind of some sweetness in there. And the aromatics, it will tone down all those spices, okay? The second hybrid, the Vidal Blanc, again, we had that in our ice wine. And so when they talked about Canadian ice wine, it has to be, I think it's a Vitis vinifera grape, or it can be made from the hybrid Vidal Blanc. It's one or the other, I believe, if I remember that correctly.
Canada knows how to make ice wine.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. was really good. This wine, again, can produce a dry, crisp wine, but it can also be used to produce sweeter wines. It does have a lot of sugar, so that's why they use it for that those ice wines. It's got a thick grape or thick skin, so it's more hardy mm-hmm. With those colder weathers. And it really has a lot of notes of pear, honeysuckle, citrus, candied fruit. So a lot of those kind of sweeter fruit type of...
But with that tinge of citrus,
notes.
Though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. And they kind of pair well with tomato-based dishes.
The chili.
Your pastas. It also pairs well with some of the sharp cheddars, some of those heavier, spicier cheeses.
Okay.
The wine we're tasting then tonight is a 2022 Stonehill Winery Hellbender Blanc.
And Stonehill is in Missouri. So these are grapes grown in Missouri.
And what was it? What's the name of that? Herman, Missouri. Right along the Missouri River.
Beautiful winery.
Yeah.
Beautiful old winery. A lot of history.
Yep. So this was purchased at the winery for $15. What the winery says, fresh and bright white blend with pleasant acidity. Notes of orange blossom, citrus, green apple. So pretty, all those characteristics are very bright. Peach and apricot.
Mm.
So that brings in a little bit of sweetness maybe of the tasting. It notes minerality and lemongrass. Medium-bodied wine with 13% alcohol. 0.9% residual sugar. So that it does have a little bit of residual sugar, but that is still considered a dry wine. Okay?
Not even semi-dry. It's still dry.
Nope, it's dry.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, so, I am tasting number...
So number one... So we're going to rate these 1 to 5. 1 being not good. Okay. We won't even finish the glass. 2, we'll finish the glass, but it's still not good.
We're not going to buy that.
Yeah.
Not going to spend our money.
3's pretty average, mm-hmm. but not bad.
Yeah, 3's a people pleaser.
And 4, we really like.
We like it, yes.
And 5 is
won't
share.
I really like it and probably won't share with anybody.
Okay, so let's go to number 1. So what do you get on this? To me, this is lighter in color than number 2.
No, I get a deeper yellow.
Okay. So you see it as being darker?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just a smidge yellower.
Okay.
Number 1.
Okay. And what do you get on the aroma?
I get a really mellow aroma. It is fruit.
Very fruity.
Mm-hmm.
Very fruity.
But it's more of a mellow fruit smell, like a pear, apple.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I taste that, it doesn't have too much of a kick. It's real, kind of a buttery kind of. Even though you say it's not buttery, I get a little buttery on the finish.
It could have gone through malolactic fermentation. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the butter.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So that could be.
Okay. What are your thoughts?
Very fruity. I think it's very light. I don't think there's...
Lemon or are you getting...
I do get lemon and I get a warmer, probably peach, pear, apricot, more in that line.
So are you thinking this is a Hellbender number 1?
I do not.
You do not.
Okay. And your guess is that it's the unoaked Chardonnay.
That's my guess for number 1.
Yeah. I would say maybe some pineapple on there, maybe also.
I get the green apple.
Okay.
A little bit of peach.
And what would you give that?
I like this.
I liked it a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's very...
I think it's 3 because I don't think it's anything wow.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it for... Let's say I'm not a Chardonnay drinker. I like it because it's not buttery. I do not like an oaky buttery Chardonnay. Okay. So this is my go-to Chardonnay.
Okay.
And I know.
Okay. And we both give it a 3.
Correct.
And I don't think that's very, I would say it's a pretty simple wine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get a whole lot on there other than the fruit.
It doesn't interfere with anything.
It's very easy to drink.
Right.
Yep.
Great table wine.
Okay. How about number 2?
Number 2, I feel, is the Hellbender.
And why do you say that?
Oh, the nose is just so much more citrusy to me.
Okay.
Much more spark to it, I guess.
And did you say you got, what did you say?
I definitely get the citrus. I get the green apple. I get apricot.
Did you say yeasty?
When we first opened it? Yeah. A bread kind of a yeasty.
Because I was going to say...
When we first
I was wondering
if this
has been on the lees at all, because I feel like it's got some yeastiness. Mm-hmm. It just
a little bread smell.
Yeah, and I think it's definitely got some mineral on it.
And when you taste a bite of this, it's even more citrusy, more pucker, a little pucker, stays on your tongue.
You got a longer
finish.
Longer finish for sure. It's a heavier bodied wine.
And for some reason, I know you said it doesn't have the sugar, but it tastes a little more
sweet.
Sweet, mm-hmm. yes. I don't know if that's your nose fooling you or the type of, you know, the orange blossom, the so much of that coming through that it tricks you.
A little bit creamier.
It has more personality. It's got,
yeah.
It has more stuff going on. That's for sure.
Yeah. And I think it would be a real good food wine just because, like you said, it's got good acid to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still smooth. It does have, yeah. Do you get the floral?
I do, but I get the lemongrass the most. Mm. That citrus is what hits me first.
Yeah. And I don't get a whole lot of floral. And they do say Traminette doesn't have all the floral that the Gewürztraminer has. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it is toned down from that.
Right.
Plus, this is a blend, so it's not overpowering that way. And
no,
wines can get way too flowery for me, or floral.
And this is not floral at all. Stone fruits, I would say.
Which it's going to be funny smell. If we're wrong on this, though. Because I go back and smell number one.
You know,
I get a candied smell on there.
I'm confident in my choice. But
what do you give this one?
I like it. I like it a lot.
So are you going to four?
I think I'm going to four.
I think I will, too.
Yeah.
And it could be the un-oak Chardonnay. Because I think when we had the un-oak Chardonnay, I think maybe I went a three, but I think you went a four on it.
Well, I really like it with my food, the un-oaked Chardonnay.
Okay, let's find out what we're drinking here. And see. So Stonehill is number one.
It's number one. Yeah. We got it wrong.
I told you. I do get a lot of...
Wow. Wow, we got it wrong. Yep. I was for sure.
You know, when I smell number one... Wow. I get a lot
the
of
Stonehill is a candy heavier?
Type fruit on there.
Well, it's a three because I like number two better, which is my un-oaked Chardonnay.
Yeah. Well, that's good. It's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, when you smell it,
I get the peach. I got like a green apple.
And
on this,
all I'm
and not lemongrass. At
I
all.
Guess all I'm going to say is. It does have a lot more aroma than number two. And I think it has less flavor than number two, personally.
Number two had more flavor.
Yeah. Number one has more aroma, which makes sense. It's got that aromatic.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think there was a lot of clues for us there. And I just think we went off.
I went off track. So... Sorry, but I did give my Chardonnay the good rating.
And I really expected that to be a little, even though I know you say number one was darker in color.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it was not. It's lighter in color. And I went with, I expected number one to be a little bit darker.
Okay.
So.
And it.
That was one.
Number one is darker than number two.
But yeah, I do get the, it does have a lot of
So read aromas. What it says on the back of the Stonehill.
I think I just read it there. The Eastern, it's all about the salamander.
Oh, well, tell them about the salamander.
I already did. The Eastern Hellbender is an endangered large aquatic salamander found across the eastern United States in cool streams. Missouri is the only state home to both the Eastern and the Ozark Hellbender.
Both.
Stonehill Wineries, established in 1847, has dedicated this blend to our most popular white grapes to raise awareness of this declining ancient species.
Okay. So, Coach, the winner tonight?
So, is the un-oaked Chardonnay from un-oaked Cooper Sock.
Mm-hmm.
We do like that.
We do. Yeah. I always have.
Yeah. It's a good wine. The Stonehill, very drinkable.
Mm-hmm.
If you like an aromatic, I think that is there for you. And it's not bad. And it is a $15 wine. That's less expensive.
And what was the un-oaked Chardonnay?
I don't know. It's... 22, something like that, more. I believe.
Okay.
And so...
Well, I'm sorry I got it wrong, people. But, sorry. It happens. No, happens to the best of us.
No problem. Okay. Let's get going. What do we have next week, Denise?
What are we doing next week?
We are doing our wine cocktail show.
Oh, I don't have to guess what something is. Yay. I love the wine cocktails.
I think this was one of our most talked about shows that we have done.
I still talk about the caribou. I really like that.
And I do plan on making a caribou just so kind of it's the reigning champion.
Right.
And so
see if it gets knocked down a peg.
We will bring on like three challengers.
Okay.
And see if we can
not
take down
six like we
No.
Did.
We are doing less cocktails than we did last time. Yeah, that was way too
many.
So until next time, happy wine trails to you. Until we taste again on the next episode of the Wine Appraiser Podcast. Bye.
Goodbye, everyone.